Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would
Welcome everyone. It's Ando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all. Today is September the 23rd, 2016. It is a Friday. And just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and to listening to Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We sincerely, sincerely appreciate and thank you. And I just want to thank Scotty for doing what he's doing with listening to Scotty's shows, doing a fantastic job on covering what's going on in throughout this whole country, because this is something that we've been dealing with for quite some time. And now it is really incumbent upon us to set the agenda, to set the table of negotiation, to set the overall decisions and how things will be done in the future, not by the means and methods that have been used to control and to subjugate us from the past, of all forms, political, religiously, psychologically, economically, and I would definitely say, without a doubt, by the trickery of the past. I hope that we will learn from some of the lessons from the battles that we've had, the skirmishes that we've had that we engaged in. But it is really crucial, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, this is just my opinion only, that we stop winning small skirmishes, and it's a matter of us to completely win the battle. And that can only be set by us having the overall infrastructure and the overall will to do just that. And I will say this before we go on in Tando Radio Show. I think that we are in a different place, but it's not a place that's unfamiliar to our people. We've been here before, and we've been here multiple times at multiple different intervals throughout the eternal moments of history. And I would say it is time for us to no longer think that there is a Pharaoh to free you. It is now time for us to free for us to release the Pharaoh that is within us. And what do I mean by that? It's time for us to let those organizations, those agreements, those trees, those foundations, those organizations, and those decrees that are in our that are not in our best interest, that is not inclusive of a collective prudence of all benevolent living beings, should have a moral absolute to, or a core value. And a core value should always be a moral absolute. A moral absolute is something that you are willing to give up your physical life for, but it's not just your whole life that is lost, because your life can never be lost. I think it's very important that we walk away from those programs that have been designed to deceive through trickery, secretive meetings and objectives and agenda penned by the hand of a man, with they saying that these are now the legal rules of engagement that the subjects have to obey by. And I think it's very critical that we walk away from that, because you can never ever solve a problem by giving the same energy to the problem that created the problem. So what I'm saying about that is that no longer should we be petitioning an organization, a agenda that you have never been inclusive to at all. There is a membership that we should not try to seek. There is an alliance that we should not try to treaty with. There is a different path that I think is more appropriate for us, so that we will not fall for the same exactions of the past. And this is something that will be popularized throughout mainstream media, through entertainment, through the tell lie vision, as my good friend and brother Davis calls it. This will be funded completely. This will have the faddish momentum that many people can be deceived and tricked by to think that there is some form of benevolent inclusion to it all, but it's all false and it's all a lie. At some point, we must, in my opinion, realize that man can't live on bread alone, but everything that proceeds out of the great Creator's mouth. Because bread, ladies and gentlemen, which is a slogan for the currency that we've come to worship and become addicted to, cash, is kneaded and grown and heated and treated and recipe'd by man's hand. And until we realize that man's hands is always foul, corrupt, immoral, and demonic of nature, and once we realize that and walk away from those types of agreements, we will start to put ourselves on a path of prosperity and regain the prosperity that has been lost through our past. But this choice is an individual choice, because no one can go against your individual choice of things. And the power of your free will, which you decide, you energize. And whatever it is that you energize becomes your inheritance that you leave as a legacy to influence those that you have yet not named. And I would ask for us to move back into the space that we've left, move back into the connection and resonate with the higher frequency that has so beautifully characterized who we truly are in all of our individual uniqueness, abilities, strengths, weaknesses, and more importantly, our sovereign decor of who we really are. I would ask that we not be influenced by the low frequency, the evil, the anger, the deception, the lie, the subjugation and the enslavement of others just because you can. Just because there's been a path in the way that was made, that that operation can actually be coming to full fruition and actually be given life so that it has an existence. I would ask that we walk away from that. And I would ask that we would. And I set forth through my own spirit with the energy that I have. And I set that forth that I would ask and I would hope that we would develop more. Develop more of who we are, not who they say we are. Develop more what we can do, not what they say they allow us to do. And that we not pen anything, but we commit everything through the higher resonating frequencies that created it all. I would ask that we create what the great creator has given us the ability to do, to create the existence by which we resonate in. And ladies and gentlemen, my humble opinion, we have decided in so many ways because we were born into this and we've been deceived and we've been schooled into this to walk away from what's intrinsically correct among us and walk into what's politically accepted by us all. That is a very dangerous and an unfruitful path. It is not a path that lays forth any form of sovereignty. It only brings forth destitute, disenfranchisement, and the controlling of your energy by someone that you don't know. You may think that we may think that we know. You may not know the overall people that control the energy that we actually have fallen into from the spells and the witchcraft and the demonic cults and the overall practices that have brought about a principled way of our lives. And I'm encouraged by the opportunity that we have today, that we'll have tomorrow, that we had yesterday, to do the most powerful thing and to refuse and decide to build and to see ourselves as the builder that the great creator has given to us freely to become. Now is time no longer for us to pray. There is no petition that we need to the great creator. There is no request that is needed. You have been given the power to create. Use your energy to build. And I would say, let's get away from the lottery style way of living that we've been taught, the wishbone way of thinking, and we need to have the backbone that the great creator has given us to build. You can wish, and we can, and it's not just for our community, it's for all communities. You can wish upon a star, but see, the great creator gave you a backbone. Your backbone will create more than your wishbone could ever dream of. It's time for us to have a backbone. It's time for us to walk away. It's time for us not to become what we had to endure. And what I mean by what we've had to endure, it's time for us not to make a pact with those that will continue the enslavement program as long as it doesn't adversely affect us. It affects us because as being the parents, the fathers, and the mothers of the human species on this planet, if the parents can be attacked, if the parents can be misguided, if the parents can be deceived into having blind faith, then it's the generations that will perish. I think we are right where we're supposed to be. The only thing that's left to be decided is what will we create. So just wanted to say that before we jump into today's show. And I sincerely, sincerely love and appreciate you all. And I see the great opportunities that we will have and from what we will create. See, the deception is not more powerful than the truth. We just need to be the great seekers of the truth. And it shall not hide. It is here and has always been there. It needs not our support. We need to support the truth. So with that being said, I want to move into today's show. But before we do that, I just want to say that it's a critical time that we support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Why? Because this is a form in which information is passed to you so that you can make a decision, so that someone else won't be talking about you, that they will have to talk to you, because that can only be coordinated and put into full existence by the table of negotiation that we build. And Black Talk Radio Network is very instrumental, and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network are very instrumental in that. So it's time for us to maintain the overall support of Black Talk Radio Network and to give the financial energy that's needed so that it can continue to do what it's been doing and so much more in the future, and to magnetize and to attract all of those individuals that are not leaders. In my opinion, everyone says has their own way of thinking. The worst thing that we could ever have is to continue to be tricked by the leadership role, because there is no leash that you need to be attached to someone's wrist by their lead. And Black Talk Radio Network is leaderless. It's for the people, by the people, among the people, absent of any corporate governing influence, but only propelled and energized by the energy of the people. This is the true, one of the true ways. This is not the only way. This is one of the true ways that we need to reestablish who we are. And it requires your participation. And that participation is also required that we protect Black Talk Radio Network. We nourish it. We allow it to grow into its full potential and capabilities. And you could do that by giving some of your financial energy, because it's energy that signifies life. Not anything else that we've ever been told. It's energy. Anything that is void of energy is void of life. So you can give your financial energy by going to Black Talk Radio Network and make a donation at blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media. When you go there, you will see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on for Black Talk, the crowdfunding campaign that's going on for Digital Black Media. And there are three ways in which you can actually contribute and donate. Number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less by PayPal or by sending a check or money order and make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make a check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And you can do that for all of the options to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving financial donations. And with the first option number one of $24.99, all donations and contributions are extremely appreciated. You will receive the monthly statistical performance report for the radio network, as well as the social media operations via email. Make sure you leave your email. Option number two, you can make a one-time contribution of $25, just one penny more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will also receive a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, a very comfortable Black Radio Show Matters, a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. If you would like to receive more t-shirts, they come in intervals of $25 or more. So if you would like two t-shirts, $50, three t-shirts, $75, four t-shirts, $100. Make sure you include all sizes for each t-shirt that you are going to be receiving or that you're entitled to receiving. Make sure you leave a good email, and I would say make sure that you leave a good shipping address, your telephone number, in case the network has to contact you about the overall order or if there is some form of any questions or discrepancies or anything, any problems that come about that can be rectified by contacting you. Next option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your comfortable free radio, Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, I think they're comfortable. That's me saying that. As an appreciation for your gift, you will be eligible to receive additional gifts from the network from time to time for your contribution. This is how we can ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is here. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR, stands for Black Talk Radio Community, but it's BTR. BTR Community was established with you in mind to keep you free and as protected as possible from hackers, from your information being stolen, and from you being adversely affected by giving your opinion, or also for you to have a place that you can come and actually come together, collectively come together and decide what's in the best interest of you, your family, and our overall community together. It is a great opportunity for us to establish the guidelines and the overall requirements that the anticipated requirements that we expect, demand, and require that the rest of the world to live by in their treatment of us and in our response to them. Regardless of how that relationship will be, if it will be one that I choose and I hope that will be of in peace, then let it be one of this in peace. But if it's been one because it's been, if it's going to be one, a relationship that is going to be built in war, let that war happen because there was a war that was pushed upon us and it was one that forced us to engage. And if that is going to be the case, we should definitely be diligent, swift, and decisive on both fronts, the peacemaker and the war defender. Because we know that our freedom ends with someone else's begins. But many people have forgotten that their freedom ends where ours begins. And a part of sovereignty is the more absolute of sovereignty is what are you willing to do to remain free? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is not a price. That is an obligation to freedom that you've made. And I would say, so shall it be, because so it is. So Black Talk Radio Network, we have to support it. BTR community is a great place for you to actually go and get off of the other establishments that weren't created for you and are not going to protect you, and you will be adversely affected from your overall opinion, and get out of the data mining that's there. Yes, there is data mining in all things, but you don't have to be at a place where you know that the data mining is being placed. If you ever notice on Facebook, if you ever put your cursor on someone's face, you notice the box that comes up. Operation Keyhole, to be able to identify each and every person. Yes, the technology is already there, but that doesn't mean just because they established it, that means it is going to work or it's going to be effective against you. Resistance is victory, as my man Scotty has said before. There is a resistance, and I think that there's a very important resistance that we all have to do. If you're a person that is, your resistance is characterized in one way, then that is your form of resistance. But also with resistance comes an equal obligation to build and create a place that you can have as your own, and peace that you can have in your own outside of resistance. So, Black Talk Radio Network, BTR community, very, very important. Joining the social media outlet of BTR community is very easy. It's $24 a year, $1 a week. I only post in BTR now. I will only post in Facebook where the show for the day will be about. That's the only thing that I will do. I exclusively only post inside of BTR community. Very important that we continue to grow this and continue to do this because it's in our best interest. So that's where we have. Also, if you would like to transfer your currency into real money, especially for what's going on, you can go to Prosperity Mint and check out what we have there in inventory. But don't, I would say, before you purchase there, call me, text me. So then I can call you and we can have a conversation about what it is so that we can I can make sure that you understand what it is that you're getting, how you're going to get it. And it's very important that you do that before you engage in anything else. Just take a look at Prosperity Mint, then call me or text me and I will respond and I will give you the information that is very important for you to have in going about the overall purchasing of the precious metals. You know, let me just say this. A lot of people think that you can just buy precious metals and that's the end of the battle. That's nowhere near the truth. And that's the miseducation of the investment world, because that's what they want you to know. Well, that's the schooling of the investment world, because that's what they want you to be trained to think. It is far more, much more than that. Let me tell you how far it is. It is one of the elements, the living elements that the great creator spoke into existence, and it has intrinsic value just like you. It's not just something that should be catalyzed and sold as property on the stock market or in the commodities markets or on Wall Street. It is actually a living vessel that was given to you for the benefit of you and every other living entity in this universe. Very, very important. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. Call us and contact us at Prosperity Mint, or give me a call, 951-790-8330. Listen, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into what's in the news and jump into today's very, very important show. We need to talk about where we are in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, within hours, within minutes, within days, World War III is going to start in the Middle East and in the South Sea of China and your Asia and in Africa, and you need to be prepared for that. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, pound, hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. Listen to Cando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Ando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a very live show for you today. And really quickly, I just want to give you an idea of what today's show is going to be about.
Brother Dave, before you do that, just yes, want sir. To let you know that video is the third one from the bottom.
Got you, Scotty. Thank you, brother. Got you. Everyone, what we're going to, today's show, very, very important in my eyes, because there are a lot of things that's going on, and today we want to show you the art of war and how close we are to World War III that's going to turn into Global Nuclear War I, and it is happening right in front of us and is not being brought to you in mainstream media. It is being brought to different people in different parts of the world. Oh, the rest of the world is quite aware of how close World War III is because some of their overall news medias have not suppressed it as much as it's been suppressed here. And the reason why it's suppressed here so much is because this is going to be the losing side. I will repeat to you, the United States is going to lose this war, and is going to lose this war handily. And so it's very important that we take a look at this. This is, and understand what's going on right while other things are happening, there's also something happening and coming from our flanks. There's things that is happening right in front of us, and there are things that are coming on our sides and behind us. We have to have a 360-degree approach to what's going on because that's where the attacks are coming from, is multifaceted by multiple organizations, corporations, foundations, and individuals that have chosen to be a part of the overall depopulation program because that allows them to have more subjugation over the masses of people. And so I think it's very important in today's show. We didn't cover some of the things we will today that I wanted to cover yesterday. So with that being said, let's check out what's in the news and then let's get into today's show. We left off yesterday with the not-so-queen of England saying, enjoy your final Christmas on last December. The next article comes from RT News. U.S. Senate greenlights $1.5 billion arms sales to Saudi Arabia. $1.5 billion arms sales to Saudi Arabia in the same day that they gave over $38 billion to Israel in the war effort. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they are funding their allies for this war. So here it is. U.S. Senate gave the go-ahead for $1.15 billion sales of tanks and other military equipment to Saudi Arabia. Remember the other day when we talked about Russia had bombed a bunker with special forces officers from United States, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Israel, all of these in Qatar. All of these, and they were there in that bunker actually strategizing the next operations that they were going to take against Russia and Syria in there. So Russia had actually hit them with a caliber missile and blew up the bunker and killed all of those special forces officers that were inside of there. And then lo and behold, you'll see what happened after that. So that was the next article. This came from Euro News, and this came Wednesday night. And I'm going to tell you what my response is. I said, shoot, hit the fan. This is an act of war. U.S. calls for Syria no-fly zone as the U.N. says it will resume aid convoys. So after the United States actually attacked a convoy that Russia will show that they did it. They blamed Russia for it. Then they bombed Syrian troops in Aleppo over the weekend. Russia called for a emergency security council meeting where Mr. Sam Powell was basically belligerent and insulting the Russian delegates. They walked out on it. And anytime Russia or China walks out, that means that they're ready to engage militarily. History shows that. So now, from that incident, Russia said, okay, you want to play that way in the United States? That's when, that Tuesday evening, that's when they bombed that bunker with those U.S. officials, the U.S. officers in the Israeli, Turkish, in the Saudi Arabian office. And then from that, the United States could not say that they did that because this is war goes on in conflict. The secret wars go on all the time. So what did the United States do? Immediately came back the next day on Wednesday, and Kerry went before the UN Security Council and he called for a no-fly zone in Syria. Do you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? That is an act of war against the Russian government. Because a no-fly zone means that you would not be allowed. Who the heck is the United States to place a no-fly zone over any other country? Who is the United States to say that they need to have regime change? Only colonizers do that, ladies and gentlemen. And these same colonizers is what we're trying to petition, not all of us, but many of us are petitioning that we want inclusion into their system. We want to have the same rights that they've given other people. Are we really want to be a part of this? Do you really want to be a part of them? Well, if you do really want to be a part of them, then you're going to have to die and you got to fight for them and you're going to have to sacrifice for them, because believe me, they're going to lead you to slaughter, because they'll never include you, because their overall laws are not one that protects you or includes you in anything. They subjugate you to them. So the U.S. called for a no-fly zone in Syria, meaning that anytime the Syrian government would put up any planes of any kind, it would be subject to interception, and if they don't land, they shoot them down. And if it's a fighter that's up in the air, especially if it's a Russian fighter, if the U.S. sends any interceptor towards that Russian fighter, there is no response that Russian fighter will have other than to defend itself and shoot the U.S. plane down. That's what they want, so that they can engage this war while everything else is going on here in the United States, between the lines and the fine print and the devil in the details, that they are strategizing to get you into war, ladies and gentlemen. You know what they're going to say? Okay, we're going to give you a new form of equality. Give us your daughter so that we can send them to the battlefield to be the human sacrifices for our agenda. It's time that we let Pharaoh go. Not only the Pharaoh that we've known that has created a tyrannical state, but the Pharaoh inside of us. Because we are earning and yearning to have acceptance. In a serial killer way of life. And we want inclusion into that. That, ladies and gentlemen, will only further our own debasement of our moral standing. I would always say that one thing that I've noticed here in America, many of us, no one wants to be a slave, but everybody damn sure wants to have one, because that is the American way of life. That has been actually taught in school and trained and indoctrinated and domesticated in us all. But the key is to resist that. Give it no energy. Take your energy away from it, because whenever you take energy from something, it no longer has the ability to live. So, we're going to talk about this, but the U.S. is calling for a no-fly zone. This is an act of war. Next article comes from the governor of Texas. Governor Abbott, state of on Texas intent to withdraw from the refugee resettlement program. And they want to say that they're not going to accept any refugees that the federal government is trying to push on the rest of the country. Let me tell you what this is really about, ladies and gentlemen. This is about really how Texas is going to start to succeed from the Union. Why? Because, and my commentary on this is that the art of war, all war is based in deception. This is not what we live by. This is the manual that the overall institutions of control and live by. They tell you everything if we would just learn to listen in their language. The art of war, all war is based in deception. There is much that is deceiving us because we are not establishing our own agenda absent of the deceivers. There is nothing that they have that you can't partake in that won't poison you. There is nothing that they have that will nourish you. It's all synthetic. It will cause inflammation and cancers, diseases, and destroy you. It's our time to walk away. Next article. Well, this is an article. This is a YouTube video. And I said this is the art of war. According to circumstances are favorable, one must modify one's plan. This is from the art of war. And this video, this YouTube video with John Kerry making the call for the no-fly zone that is going to bring about a war that we are distracted from here in this country for multiple reasons, because we are being attacked and ambushed on many sides, and we don't really realize, and I think we don't really realize how broad and how vast and how organize this war against us is. It's global. Not in our neighborhood. The world is bigger than the neighborhoods that we grew up in. It's universal. And like the art of war says, according as circumstances are favorable, one should modify one's plan. They are modifying their plan to engage in war mentally, physically, and spiritually against us because the circumstances are favorable. Check out that video. Next one. This one came from Mass Private. Police use 10 different types of checkpoints with more on the way. Check out that article that we have posted there. Next one is Puerto Rico blackout extends into the second day. That was yesterday. I didn't have a chance to check up on it, but this is going to continue. Next article comes from the Global Research, how the Clintons destroyed the impoverished Haiti, Hillary's dream government, and Haiti's pay-to-play recovery commission. Let me tell you something about this whole thing. They were there for the resources, the gold deposits that Haiti had found, and that's why the earthquake was generated, in my opinion, by HARP. And that's why the military was right there. And lo and behold, the Clinton Foundation, the same foundation that is destroying and moving us to global war, is a part of it all. Check out that article. Next article, Japan Bank's latest big short for top funds. For top hedge funds. Basically, they're starting to tell you, this came from Bloomberg, there was a top hedge fund on the Bank of Japan and said, some banks are going to go to zero, as in bankrupt. And I said, well, many in the United States shall follow as well, because they are telling you that things are about to change. Economic war collapse is on its way. Next article comes, I'm gonna hurry up here, from Yahoo. Monte Di Pasco is asking Italy for help. So one of the largest banks in Italy needs a bailout. Here comes the bank bailouts, which will lead to the bank bail-ins and the war, ladies and gentlemen. Next article comes from nowmedia.me. Russia trained fighters dispatched to Syria. Check out that article. These are the Chechens. You know anything about the Russian Chechens the Chechens, the so-called Boston bomber was a Chechen. So that's very significant because Russia and the Chechens have been fighting each other, but now they realize that there is going to be a global war that they put down their differences and have decided to fight with Russia. Next one, article comes from Truth Activist. It's not Zika. Substantial evidence suggests pesticides really to blame for birth defects. Check out that article, very important. Next article from Vice News. Bolivia ends its drug war by kicking out DEA and legalizes coca, the coca leaves, and they kicked out the DEA. Why? Let me tell you one of the things about the drug trade that's so important, why they need to have them, why they sent troops over to Afghanistan to guard poppy fields, because that's how they laundry illegal money in this country and other countries have made their banking systems are actually the backbone of their banking system is from the laundered drug money. So check out that article. Next article from two activists. Pentagon admits using black soldiers as test subjects during World War II with mustard gas and everything else. Check that out. We know that that's been happening and it continues to happen as we are continuously being used. They create the crisis that creates conflict and then we beg them for the solution. We lose. Next article comes from Foreign by Nature. Man, this is a very, very important one. Check out this one, Unbecoming of America. See, the whole world, my commentary is the whole world is moving against the U.S. is going to cause the ultimate collapse here. And this is what is needed to bring about even further enslavement without objections. Get prepared. Basically, in this article, this is the factor rule where people aren't even able to open up bank accounts that aren't even had ties to America and weren't even American citizens or denounced their American citizenship, and they have and their banks will not allow them to open up accounts. This is what you're going to start to see everywhere. This is capital control. Every government before it collapses induces capital control. While we are contending with different things over here, the overall, we're not looking at what's happening in the back door and on the side door and above us and below us. It's not always just what's in front of us. These people are evil all around us. And their attacks come from all sides. Next article, Syrian politicians for Sputnik News. World War III has begun and it's being fought in Syria. Very important article. And I said it's here. Next article, Gulf War Syndrome documents prove UK and US military personnel were injected with untested vaccination, which they say is causing the Gulf War Syndrome. And they want to send our daughters to war? Come on, people. We must think anew. Next article, very important from the Daily Economist. As China prepares to announce their gold reserve amount by the end of the month, and we need to take a look at this. This is huge. Debate over gold-backed yuan increases sharply. Major news and movement, which is going unnoticed by those that it will affect the most, that being us. When China releases its overall gold holdings at the end of the month, I think it will be either one or two ways. It will be something they're not going to tell you exactly how much they have. They will tell you just enough to get the interest of the market, or they will completely shock the market and cause a movement out of U.S. Treasuries quickly. And this is going to bring about the war, ladies and gentlemen. Wait until China tells the rest of the world how much gold they have. And we're going to talk about this real quickly in a minute. Next article, gold yuan. Post-dollar world order emerges in Eurasia. And this was an older article I reposted. And I said, what makes this reality, ladies and gentlemen, is it's war. War is the condition that offers and creates such the environment needed, meaning that we're going to go to war. That's what's going to create the whole world leaving the overall hegemony of the U.S. dollar and the U.S. influence, which will cause a dynamic exodus from the U.S. in all forms of global exchange. And this case currently is happening with all the necessary mixture, sentiment, and affirmations of geopolitical for a geopolitical withdrawal. This is serious. The world is ready to go to war against the United States, and then you're the target so they can reestablish. And this is all being deceptively put together because the world thinks that they're going to get rid of the biggest tyrant, the United States, but they're not. What the only thing that they're going to do is have a physical response to something that they think is the attack. And it's much broader and bigger than that. It's a global thing. It's going to be about depopulation like we haven't seen before. Today's show is going to be U.S. defeated before the first admitted shot is fired in World War III. Next article, Deutsche Bank woes spark concerns among the Germany's lawmakers. Once Deutsche Bank goes, the largest bank in Germany, forget about it. Finito. The economy within the Eurozone is going to collapse. All of those people there are going to run into protecting themselves, and they're going to acquire all of the assets necessary to protect yourself. And then the U.S. will collapse after that, and there will be nothing on the market that will be given to that will, that you will be able to acquire other than what's here in the United States. And everything in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, is in receivership. It's owed to Russia, China, the BRIC nation. Debt is either paid off or defaulted on. The U.S. can't pay its loans, its debt, so there's going to be a default. And when they default, they're going to seize the energy of the general population. Next article comes from, this is why they want to push it into war, because then they'll say, well, we lost the war. Better learn to speak Mandarin. Not knowing that this was the setup, because all of these governments are in one big fraternity. Next article from RT, here we go. It says, no-fly zone will require war with Syria and Russia, top general, U.S. general. Speaking to the U.S. Senate, where was this on mainstream news? Where was this to warn you? Where was this to tell you that what's really going on? It wasn't. Why? Because they don't want you to know. Because every prey victim is surprised by the trap. You're being hunted, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking to the U.S. Senate, the Pentagon leader blamed Russia for the Apollo and aid convoy attack, but admitted they had no facts. Only U.S. coalition planes should be allowed over Syria, they say, though that would require war against both Syria and Russia. They've already called for a no-fly zone in the U.N. Now they're telling the Senate that they want to do that. We need to take a look at this because this is so important. It regards, this has everything to do with our children. Next one, last article, what does it mean? Obama becomes the biggest slave owner as the largest prison strike in history continues. And that is what does it mean? And I know Scotty's been covering this, and very, very important because the biggest slave owner is about to expand its overall enslavement. It's going to have everybody here enslaved. We haven't seen anything. This is why those FEMA camps, Department of Homeland Security, all of these institutions was created because after losing the war, your overall energy will be required to pay reparations and war reparations for starting the war and for being a part of the war. You and our families, they will say, will be required to pay.
Hey, Brother Dave, yeah. For some context,
yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
For some historical context, and it will help me to better understand what you're saying. Are you talking about the same thing that Germany was facing, yeah, the citizens of Germany after World War One and Two? Yeah. I may be wrong about two, but I know after World War One, they had to pay reparations for starting that war and other things. Am I correct on my history on that?
That's exactly right. And they just paid off that in 2010. Now, you have to remember, Germany just paid off. The Weimar Republic became indebted in Germany. And that's why Germany was actually, it was easy for Hitler to come along and they go into war. But see, this is the thing. Germany was not the reserve currency of the world. They didn't have the expanded, exploded debt that the U.S. has now. So if it took them until 2010 to pay the last reparation settlement for creating that war, how long do you think that the U.S. will be in receivership to the rest of the war for the war that it created? And remember, Germany had no nukes. So they weren't they're not going to be dropping tactical nukes and nukes all over the place. So the damage that Germany did was nowhere near extensive as what the United States will do. This debt, ladies
or
and
has
gentlemen,
done.
Will be the enslavement.
Or has done. I don't remember Germany bombing two cities.
Yes, they bomb cities, you know, they bomb cities.
I mean,
cities,
yeah, but not with nukes, though.
No. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, my phone. Yes, they didn't do it. They had the technology of they had nuclear technology. How do you know Germany had nuclear technology? Because the United States didn't have nuclear technology until Operation Paperclip. They brought all the Nazi German scientists over here, and they went to NASA, and they developed what? The Manhattan Project with the Oppenheimer family. They developed the atomic bomb, the same Oppenheimer family that really instituted Apple. Steve Jobs had nothing really to do with Apple. It was Paul Oppenheimer was the son of the Oppenheimer that brought the atomic bomb, Robert Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Dave, I was just simply saying that, I mean, when I take the long view of history and all of the death, destruction, who's caused what, I can't think of anybody that would beat the United States in terms of global destruction through war and, you know, different weaponries. Because, like, I mean, in Iraq, certain towns and places in Iraq, certain regions, them children are being born with birth defects and stuff from the depleted uranium. Hiroshima, yeah, they destroyed and instantly vaporized hundreds of thousands of people by hitting those two cities in Japan. But decades after, people were, you know, from the poisoning, radiation poisoning, and man, the United States, I mean, Dr. King was so
greatest
purveyor. They owe so much reparations to so many.
Exactly. And this is why they want to get us in this war. Get us in this war, lose the war, because they don't have the means to defend themselves from the onslaught of nations that will be lining up to destroy it. And then guess what they're going to do? The United States has a lot of resources. It has the ability to feed the world. And let me tell you, food is key to enslaving people. Food is key. Resources is how you control people. Oil is how you control nations. Assets, ladies and gentlemen, and your energy is one of the assets that's being sought. So those are the articles that we posted inside of Tando Radio Show for today. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got a caller in queue. Then we're going to get into today's show. It's very, very important. Scotty has brought in, and there's been other people that have brought you what's happening here in the United States. I just want to show you, while this is happening globally and is being set up for the overall big trap. The trap is about to be sprung, and there are things that you need to be doing and preparing for yourself, your family, and our community to have a appropriate response to the deception and the ambush that is on its way. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 5490-32 pounds. Hit star 61. I'll see you in two. We'll be right back, Brother Bragg. Hold on. We'll be right back after this commercial break. I'll go right to you. Listen to Tando Radio.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in contact with us for today's show, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61. We got Brother Braggs in queue. We're going to go to Brother Braggs. Then we're going to jump into today's show. Two articles I want to read to you, and we got to hear what's happening because, ladies and gentlemen, we are within minutes, hours, and days to the admitted start of World War III, which has already been admitted. See, this is the slow, methodical approach. It's not all glamorized like on TV. It just slowly happens, and then boom. This is why, in my opinion, the gas shortages that you're starting to see at different points and strategically throughout the country is happening. You're going to continue to see that. This is why the shipping lanes, the Baltic Dry Index is as low as it's happening. You're not seeing goods come into this country because it's a part of the war effort, ladies and gentlemen. This is why they're going to, and how they're going to say the economy collapsed and you lost all of your pension and all of your bank accounts and all of that, because under war, everything is be lost. This is why Yahoo came out and said 500 million people's accounts was actually compromised through a hacking engagement. This is all a part of the new war paradigm that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and the trap is being perfectly set. But it doesn't have to catch you in it. Let me tell you something. There were people on the Titanic, but there were some people that got off the Titanic. Some people didn't go down with the ship. That is probably the most important thing that we need to come to realize in how you look at different things. You look at it from a position of advantage and not from disadvantage. Get off of the sinking ship. And the key to getting off of the sinking ship is not when the bow is about to go in, because then it's going to drag your butt down. It's to get off early, or don't get your butt on the ship at all if you possibly can do it. But they'll tell you, if you'll listen, and we've been talking about this since we started Tando Radio Show, how this is going, you need to be prepared for what's coming. We started it as early as we possibly could start it, because you need to prepare when no one else is looking. Pretty soon, you won't be able to to prepare. You will be responding. You will be in a state of responding to adversity or opportunity. And that will, your overall decision-making in adversity or opportunity has to be cemented and formalized now, before. Because that will dictate what ability that you have. And those that don't prepare are always scared. Those that are prepared don't fear. They seize on the opportunities, because there will be great opportunities. So let's go to Brother Braggs before we get into today's show. Brother Braggs, what's going on?
Hey, peace, Dave.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Brad. I just had to get that what's in the news, because there's just so much stuff. But Brother Braggs, what's going on? Give it to us.
Ain't nothing to it, Dave. Hey, look, Dave, one thing, man. I haven't been seeing very many bees this year. You're talking about the food. You know, you can't produce food without bees.
These
chemicals that they're dropping in the atmosphere will definitely have an effect on our food, because without the bees, we can't pollinate. We can't make food. It's like no seeds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's so important. And the other main control there is water. Water is the main tool. Water is a tool, and it's also being used as a weapon with all this polluted water infested with lead and other chemicals that are leaching into our water system. Not to mention that most of the fresh water is being polluted right now because of that nuclear leak overseas. And they're not talking about
Fukushima.
They have thousands and millions of birds, fish, crustaceans wash up on beaches. And birds falling out the sky, and they can't really explain why 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 birds are falling down and dying because they're polluting our planet.
So true. You know, Brother Braggs, you're absolutely right. This is a asymmetrical war. This is warfare, ladies and gentlemen. You cut off the supplies to your enemy. One of the things that we always hear about food, water, and those things are critical. There's one of the things that we always, and I tend to ignore, and a lot of us tend to ignore, in preparedness is you could usually do 30 days without food. 3 days without water. Now, here's the catcher. You can only do 3 minutes, at the most 3 minutes or 2 minutes without air. Our air is being polluted completely.
That's right.
Completely. This is something, this is why there needs to be a global response from the global community against those, and wake up to what's happening and actually change the overall direction, because there's more of the general population globally than it is from those that are actually depicting the path of the population. So, very true, Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, hold on. I want you to hold on, because I'm going to break into some stuff. I want your response to some of the stuff that you're hearing and why this is so important. Hold on, Brother Bragg. You got another caller. Let's go to this caller, and then we're going to continue in the show. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Brother Jam calling from Lubbock, Texas.
Jambone.
How's it going there, Brother Rand?
What's going on? What's going on? Scotty, can you hear Jambone real good? Is that just me? It's real low. Him and Brother Braggs was low. Was that just me?
That's just you.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Jambone.
Okay. I got a question, Dan, a couple of pointers. I'm going to see if you got the email that I sent you today. But my question is, I know we have a lot of Christian callers on the radio today. Have anyone ever came up with the theory that... you know, we always heard of computer chips underneath the skin. Have anyone ever came up with a theory? If no one got the chip, they would be executed.
I can hear you better. Now say that again. If no one got the chip, they would be executed?
Yeah, because my theory is like, okay, we all know about the Social Security number and everything, just like a prison number, or a person goes to jail, there, everybody got the number. Okay, but supposedly if they did, issue computer chips out to the public, for some reason, if they didn't get one, they would be executed. And people did, from, I guess you could say, foreign countries that come over here and so forth, Mexico, they'd be executed too if they decide to get one, become a citizen.
I wouldn't put it past it
because I think you can see the overall evidence of those types of things happening. You look at where the government, through the Patriot Act and NDAA, they can actually kidnap you without any violation of the law, without giving any explanation. So then executing you is very easy. They can just, execution is just by you seizing you, and they can come up with all kinds of things because they'll say that things that, that you were part of this organization or that organization. So yeah, I don't even think that has to go as far as a chip. I think it could go even as far as you not complying with just or from martial law standpoint.
Hello,
starting to see that. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
People have been out in the streets for years, even I would say decades, a certain segment of the population that cannot stand to see people shot down in the streets like dogs and mistreating entire communities wiped out. I mean, that's the black existence in America. It ain't no win.
Yeah.
It's already been happening to us. I mean, the brother in Charlotte was executed. The brother in Tulsa was executed. People are being executed every day on the streets of America. And, it's an estimated 300 million people. The only way that they could start just widespread executing people is if the majority allow the minority to do that. And there's no opposition.
Right.
Everybody got guns are readily available. That's why I don't worry about that type of stuff. I have more faith that humanity will rise up and oppose all of that. We got too many veterans out here. It's too many guns out here. It's too many people that know how to fight a war that I think would not stand around and allow people to just be executed, in a World War II Nazi Germany scenario. They're already putting us in the prison work camps now. That's why
they're out of Nazi Germany.
Yeah, that's why the brothers is striking right now, and they don't want you to know about it.
The media is pushing that real heavy. Every person you see.
Yeah, I'll just close out and bring it home.
Go ahead, Brother Bragg. Jump in.
Yeah, I was just going to finish up by saying that please do a search on the hashtag prison strike. These strikes been going on since September the 9th. See, again, we already got people in camps working for the corporations. It's already happening. We don't have to think about what's going to happen if this country invade or will that country invade. The federal and state governments are already doing it to black people, to brown people, and to a small minority of poor whites. That's already happening.
And they're showing it, and they're showing it so that we will be desensitized to it all and say, well, that's, you know, that's what is, you know, that's what happens. So yeah, I told you. And one of the things what they do is they have a methodical approach to it. How that will actually come about is, just think of everybody's emotional response when 9/11 first happened. Just think about that for a minute. See, what they'll do is that they'll bring in a crisis that'll cause chaos that will control the overall, that will influence, and they've already diluted your ability to think for yourselves through fluoride, through your toothpaste, and through everything else, and through aspartame and everything else. And what they do is they have a methodical approach to it. They'll present a situation that they've conjured up to get the appropriate response from you. This is why they try to get you to worship the military. This is why they try to get, if you ever notice that they're always talking about a good job that these people did this, even though that they committed a crime, because it's psychological controlling that's being done there. And how they would bring something like that in is, like Scotty said, is already happening, but what they'll do is they'll expand it. And they'll expand it by, remember when the Department of Homeland Security said, see something, say something? That's telling you, as Brother Braggs is just going to say, that none of this is new. This is all Nazi, after Nazi playbook. Don't, if you see something, tell something. You know what they're going to come up with? They got just like they do in, so often. We heard about this. Someone gave us a report, so we had to go snatch that person up, because we've been having these mass shootings, that mass shooting, and now we're in war and all these. They can create the overall, because they've been doing this for a long time. They got history behind them. They know what works well. They know their psychological profiling of people and what triggers them. They've been data mining you through Facebook and through your phone and through all these other things. They already got the chip in you. It's your phone. It's your phone. And so many other things. So, yeah, Brother Jambone, I do think that it's going to be there. But see, what they want us to think that the overall, they're going to do it the way that they plan it to be done. They're doing the executions already. They're going to speed them up because they have a never enough appetite. They're inebriated in the wine of splendor. So, Brother Braggs, go ahead. Then we got to get into today's show for real.
I was just reading today where they said our president signed an order where they can use drone strikes here in America. Now, you got to remember a couple of things. We're already under the War Power Act. We're already under the trading with the enemy. America's been at war with us. When I say us, melanated people here in the United States of America, they've been at war with us now for 300 years, whether you know it or not. All of these bills that our president has signed into law, which most people are not aware of, they're going to affect us, but they're going to affect other people too. And while some people want to sit on the sideline, and I'm talking about non-melanated people, and point fingers and say this and that, it's first us and then it's you. The Nazis use the same technique that they're using now. For about 10 years, they had all these police stories on TV where they made the police the hero, above reproach, the friend, the good policeman. Now look at the policemen now. Now they're walking on clouds. They're untouchable. In slavery days, they found that the worst thing was these slave patrols. Even the plantation owners feared them because they had too much power. And we see it right now. This is Nazi Germany all over again. If you just go study Nazi Germany right now, the fluoride in the water, the dumb the people down, the whole thing, the food, the water, the indoctrination, it's all the same playbook. And then if you look at this, you were talking about Saudi Arabia. Just remember this. Saudi Arabia is not the indigenous people, which were black people in Saudi Arabia. So this is another set of people that's in lands that's not their land. If you go to Israel, you're in another land where the people are not from that land. If you come to America, these people are not Americans. These people are Europeans. We are the Americans. See, with this programming, they got you thinking you're from somewhere else. If you were from somewhere else, the Africans would have came and got you and took you back home already. But you're from America. That's why they don't put you out of America. Now, they're trying to do it now with a couple of things that they've done. But historically, they didn't put us out of America. They had a program that they sent people to Liberia. That's when they were trying to push the indigenous people out. But the people knew they were from this land. They wouldn't go. So the history is spewed. And when you start doing your historical work, you're going to be, it's going to blow your mind.
It is. I'm going to stop. Brother Black. We got another call.
Hey, Dave, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Jambo.
Okay, yes. Come real quick. But I sent you two emails today on NBC. They already had said that there's going to be a super bug. And they already had talked about also there's what you call a non-curable gonorrhea out there. My thing is that, you know, this stuff is already, you know, in place.
Yeah.
Where they're going to start creating more super bugs and viruses that there's not even an antibiotic going to be able to cure. They say the next 50 years, or 55 years, but I think that's going to be the next 5 to 10 years where it's going to be non-curable viruses. But that's all I have to say there, Brother Rand.
If you go look at CDC, you're going to find a patent in America for all of the diseases you're talking about. What blows my mind. They look for the patent at the CDC, you're going to find out who owns the patents on these bugs.
Yeah, very true. And, you know, real quick, and then we got another caller, Brother Davis. Hold on, I'm going to go to you in a second. Then we got to get into today's show. You know, Jambone talked about the executions. Let me tell you, in my opinion, how the executions will happen. CDC is now has the ability to force vaccinate you. We just read in what's in the news that the Gulf War syndrome was attributed to the vaccinations that they gave the military. That's going to be how they're going to execute people. That's how they're going to. They've been already executed. They've been already practicing the execution. See what they want.
Hey, Dave, was that anthrax?
No.
Was that anthrax?
What they put is the story actually that came out with the Gulf War is that they put certain things inside of the vaccinations, and that's what caused the Gulf War syndrome. That was the test run for what's happening now. Right now, CDC. There's been an executive order, and CDC now is allowed to force. I mean, they have the capability and the means under, in the best interest of the United States national security, where they can force vaccinate people. So you ever want to know how they execute you? They'll say, take the vaccination or we'll kill you. Don't think that they won't do it. They already said it. They're doing it. Do the research before you say no. Do the research before you say you don't think, because when you don't think, you don't know. Very important that you know as much as you possibly can. Have more faith in what you know and less faith in what you believe. Very, very important. So we got another caller. Let's go to this caller, Brother Davis. Brother Davis, shoot. We got 3 minutes, Brother Davis, then I got to get into the show. Go ahead, brother. Did I lose Brother Davis? Brother Davis? Brother Davis? Okay, well, Brother Davis, I'm going to leave you open.
Can you hear me?
Okay,
now?
Go ahead, Brother Davis. Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, when you're dealing with the most prolific killer in history, you got to understand anything they do, regardless of what intent they tell you, ultimately what they want to do is destroy you. So don't think for 1 minute, if you give them your energy by allowing them to do something as simple as, well, this shot will be good for you, or this pill will be good for you. So they're not going to put some sort of RIF device in there to keep track of you, to listen to you, and when you become unuseful, to destroy you. So keep all of that in mind. Be blessed, y'all.
And you know what? I'm glad Brother Dave said that. Because if you look at... I think that's probably what's happening with, there's a celebrity figurehead that's running for office that's all of a sudden starting to do the stinky leg and everything else. Brother Davis is, I made that point, and I think Brother Davis hit it home there. That's exactly, when you're no longer useful, they get rid of you. Very, very true. Now listen, Brother Davis and Brother Braggs and Jambone, anytime you can call back in, Jambone, and you can comment on some of the things that, we're going to talk about now. What we got to do now, what I want to do now is I want to bring you up to speed on what's going on globally. And I want to read this article really, really quickly. And then I want you to hear from the celebrity figureheads in the government that mean you no good. I'm a play Lurch from the Adams family, known as Secretary Kerry, because that's what he looks like. And right behind him, I don't know if Scotty or if someone that's if Roz or Brother Braggs, I don't know if you're in BTR community, but if you saw the post where I had John Kerry actually talking about the no-fly zone, if you look over his left shoulder, you'll see the lady dude, the ambassador to the UN. And if you will look at her face, and you will see, when you talk about the dark side of, like, from Star Wars, this lady is the daggone, I don't know the characters, I don't watch movies. He's over, whatever that thing is, in the red blouse, is over his left shoulder. She is the darkest looking entity. Her demonic image is coming out. And if you look at that, Scotty, if you can, look at that post that I posted. It's the Euro News one. U.S. calls for the Syrian no-fly zone. U.N. says it will resume aid convoy. So check that out. But listen, I need to get you up to speed on what's going on, because they're going to bring about a war. And this war is going to drastically affect a land without men is occupied. It means someone is going to be your enslaver. A land without women is barren. When they send our daughters to these wars, or try to draft daughters into wars, that's when you have the most effective, most efficient program. This comes from Russia Today. No-fly zone will require war with Syria and Russia, top U.S. general said. Speaking at the United States Senate, the Pentagon leaders blamed Russia for the Aleppo aid convoy attack by admitting they had no facts. They tell you everything. They don't have no facts. They making this up, just like they making up when they killing these people, because their intentions is to kill everybody. Why? Because there's too many of you. You become noisy. You're a problem. They can't control when there's a lot of people, so they got to depopulate when there is. Only the U.S. coalition planes should be allowed over Syria, they said. Over Syria, you're going to tell some other sovereign country, these people, because this is their system. They established it. Though that would require war against both Syria and Russia, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter and General Joseph Dunford, Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, faced the Senate Armed Service Committee on yesterday, to report on the ongoing military operations and national security challenges faced by the U.S. They asked the senators for more reliable funding, saying the uncertainty was hurting the defense industry. See, they are there showing who they really work for and who the system is built for. It's built for the foundations and the corporations that profit from war. They said that the uncertainty is hurting the defense industry. Why is it? Because you're not having us in the war yet. This telling you, this is coded language to saying we are going to start this war now, and you better say yes, as use your celebrity figurehead job and do it. If you don't do it, we'll kill you. You'll start doing the stinky leg and all this other stuff, like Hillary, Billary, and whoever they had. Article goes on. Not only are people, our defense industry partners too. Who the hell cares about your defense industry contract? We shouldn't, because they are in business to do what? Wage war and to destroy and depopulate people. See, the program is all in front of us. We just need to have some reading comprehension and understand what we're really dealing with, instead of looking at the devil in the Sunday's best. Just because the devil's in the pulpit doesn't mean it's of God. Not only our people, but our defense industry partners too need stability and long-term plans to be effective, and cutting edge as we need them to be, Carter told. This is a demonic, this is all a demonic practice of human sacrifice that they're talking about. Who are those defense partners organizations? They won't tell you who they are, because that's who they serve. The lawmakers were far less interested in the war against ISIS. ISIL and all this other thing. Is my daughter says is. That's about the future of the Syrian government, Iran's influence and aggression by China and Russia all ranks far above, ahead of terrorism on Carter and Dunfield's list of security challenges. You see? Syrian government, Iran's malign influence and aggression by China and Russia all ranks far ahead of terrorism on Carter and Dunford's list of security challenges. They're telling you they're going to war, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to be prepared. The Pentagon has no intention of sharing intelligence with Russia when it comes to Syria, Dunford told the lawmakers. Unequivocally, Secretary Carter explained that the Joint Implementation Council's illusions by the ceasefire proposal negotiated in Geneva would not share intelligence, just coordinate efforts. But there were more amount of points away since the ceasefire was effectively dead. Goes on. Here comes the key part. Both the lawmakers and the Pentagon chiefs blamed the development on Russia, focusing the alleged airstrike against a humanitarian convoy in eastern Aleppo, while the U.S.-led airstrike against the Syrian army fighting ISIS in Daraa were unmentioned. They didn't even talk about they bombed the Syrian. I believe Russian troops were there. That's why Russia had a military response to it. That the Syrians were fighting ISIS. But see, the U.S. was protecting is because the U.S. is. Went unannounced. They didn't even mention it. I do not have the facts, Dunford said. When asked about the convoy attack by Senator, when it was asked by the convoy attack by Senator from Connecticut, it was either Russia or the regime, he added. He blamed it on Russia. There's no doubt in my mind that the Russians are responsible, whether directly or because they backed the government in Damascus. Dunford said, described the attack as an unacceptable atrocity. Here it goes. Carter explains Dunford's logic in the response to Senator Lindsey Graham. Who is Lindsey Graham? Nothing but a neocon, Nazi, warmongering individual, and he and McCain is definitely going to push for this war. You'll hear it. Here it comes. Watch. Saying that the Russians are responsible for the strike, whether they conducted it or not. Did you hear that? Because they took responsibility for the conduct of the Syrians by associating themselves with the Syrian regime. How arrogant America has always been. The latest proposal by Secretary John Kerry involves grounding only Syrian and Russian planes, Carter told the Senate Janet Sheehy of the Democrat in New Hampshire. There can be no question of grounding U.S. aircraft. That's what he said. No, you can't ground U.S. aircraft. You got to just ground Syrian and Russian. Over Syria, he said, adding that the U.S. jets conduct their strikes with exceptionally precision that no other country can match. Yeah, that's why you dropped the bomb on the Doctors Without Borders hospital and all these other places, and then you said mildly, oops, sorry. No, because that was your intention. See, they are giving away their plausible deniability and everything. They know exactly what they're doing. Goes on to say, right now, for us to control the airspace in Syria will require us to go to war against Syria and Russia, Dunfield replied. This is the Joint Chief of Staff, General Dunford, four-star general out of the Marine Corps. This is what he said. Right now, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria will require us to go to war against Syria and Russia. Drawing a rebuke from the committee chairman, John McCain, Republican from Arizona, who argued a no-fly zone was possible without war. Asked about the video of the U.S.-backed Syrian rebel insulting U.S. Air Force, U.S. Special Forces in Al-Rad and running them out of the northern Syrian town. Carter and Dustin shrugged it off. Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear what McCain said? No, a no-fly zone. We can have a no-fly zone without war. Listen, we got to get ready to go to the commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to lay this out just a little more for you. I want you to hear from Lurch himself, from the Addams Family, as the monsters lead the rest of us and the rest of our children to war. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host David Wren, aka Dave from LA. In the last 30 minutes of the show, I have a video that I want you all to hear. The Russian and the U.S. response to the no-fly zone, and very, very important. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I have three types of friends that I seek counsel from. I have a wise friend. I have a friend that I have that as a that actually confirms things, and I have a fool. And I have a fool as a friend. And the key in seeking counsel from those three friends, the wise, the one that confirms, and the fool. The important one of the three is the fool is more important than the wise and the one that confirms. I just have to make sure that I can distinguish which one is wise, which one is confirming, and which one is the fool, because sometimes it's interchangeable. And that's very, very important that for me, that's been very, very important for me to have. A wise friend, one that confirms things, and then the fool. Because of the three, the one that's the most important one is the fool. I ask the fool, and please take that within context of what I'm laying it out. The fool is more important because at least I'll know what not to do. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Mainstream media is the fool that should be your friend. Whatever they're doing, you need to be looking in the opposite direction. Whatever they're engaging in is a psyop. There is no real true form of mainstream media today. It's all been compromised. You have to find things out for yourself. This is why Black Talk Radio Network is so important. This is why BTR community is so important. This is why us coming together is so important. This is why it really is upon us to distinguish who's the fool. Where's the wise? And what confirms the counsel of the wise? So, right now, I would say to you, I love mainstream media because I know what not to do. When they go left, I go hard right. When they go up, I go down. When they go backwards, I go forward. When they stand still, I move. So it's all a setup. This is what's going on globally to set us up for something that most people here are going to get caught by surprise and have no clue. What are you going to do when the 96-hour margin call isn't just some hypothetical conversation or introduction that we do here on Tando Radio Show when it becomes live, because it is going to be live in a very short amount of time. So now, the U.S. wants to have a no-fly zone. They said this on Wednesday at the UN. Kerry Lurch said it from the Adams family.
You rang.
He went to the UN and said, you rang. And he gave his dissertation of what they needed to do. With, I don't know who that in Star Wars, the dude that with the melancholy cloak over him that Darth Vader talks to, Mask Calls a Master. Well, that looks just like Samantha Powell. Just put a cloak on her, same person. So with him, her behind him, they call for a no-fly zone. A no-fly zone, ladies and gentlemen, is an act of war. Then, yesterday, Ash F. in Dumford confirmed it. And we've been talking about this a while for you to get prepared. The window for the opportunity for acquiring the necessary things are starting to close. You all here at Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network have a heads up on everybody else. Just take care of what you need to take care of within the means that you can. Because the U.S. is going to lose this war. They can't effectively fight a war against China and Russia and win. At all. They don't have the technology, the ability, nor is it their role. What did Brother David say? When they no longer going to use you, they'll kill you. They no longer need the United States, the person of the United States, the corporation of the United States. So they're going to dissolve it for their benefit. So now, what I want to do now, I'm going to play this from John Kerry. And I want you to hear John Kerry, Lurch, and I want you to hear the Russian response to it all. Very critical that you hear it for yourself. Here we go. This is the UN debate in Syria on the meeting that took place on Tuesday at the Security Council. Here we go.
Russia wants the UN Security Council to endorse the Syrian ceasefire agreements that are brokered together with the United States. Our world leaders attended a special session of the UN on Syria. The U.S. Secretary of State lashed out at Russia for making incorrect statements about the facts of this war. Meanwhile, Russia reminded the UN member countries about the way some of these so-called rebels and terrorists broke the truce. In this edition of the debate, we'll look at what the chances are for peace talks to happen as requested.
The UN Security Council has held crisis talks on Syria with hopes to revive a ceasefire that broke down days ago. The truce brokered by the U.S. and Russia was called off by the Syrian government after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed over 80 Syrian forces. Tensions further flared on Monday after an
Let me just say this real quick. Yes, after the U.S. killed the Syrian forces, and I believe is unconfirmed, but I do believe and think there were probably Russian forces or advisors that was there. Russia had an appropriate response. That's when they killed the next day. That's when they killed the U.S. Special Forces officers from the U.S., Israel, Turkey, and from Saudi Arabia and from Qatar that were having a meeting on what their next operations were going to be to further this proxy war and further the overall agenda of trying to overthrow the Assad government, because they want to take over Syria because it's a key to encircling Russia and seizing assets. So what did Russia do? They destroyed the bunker with a caliber missile that was shot off probably from the Caspian Sea. You can't mess with Russia. Here we go.
After an attack on an aid convoy that left 12 people, including medics, dead in Aleppo. Divisions between Moscow and Washington remained high during the Security Council session over the deadly attacks. The Russian foreign minister said his country had presented all evidence on the aid convoy attack in Aleppo, which the U.S. has blamed on Moscow. He also called for a thorough and impartial investigation into the deadly incident, while once again denying any Russian involvement and implicating U.S. drones in the deadly attack. Sergei Lavrov warned Security Council members that nothing would happen in Syria, and there would be no unilateral pauses unless all parties involved have a comprehensive approach with simultaneous steps.
Well, I believe that the time has come to think about revisiting this list of terrorist organizations. The key priority is to separate the opposition forces from the terrorists of ISIS and Jabhat al-Nusra.
This while, the U.S. Secretary of State blamed the Syrian president for violations of the ceasefire, adding that Bashar Assad does not believe in a truce. John Kerry urged banning all Syrian government forces from flying over territories held by the opposition.
I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation.
Both Lavrov and Kerry, however, spoke about resuming talks, with Lavrov criticizing some participants for trying to put forward certain preconditions or ultimatums to sabotage the UN resolution.
The Russians will not agree to it. I don't think the Chinese will agree to it. He's looking for a new Security Council resolution that would force the grounding of the Russian and Syrian air forces. He's not going to get that.
Lavrov went on to say that during the latest truce, Assad's forces had started to withdraw from their positions as part of the agreement, but the same was not applied by opposition forces. Although a truce might be the only chance to end the five-year conflict in Syria, ceasefires put in place so far have failed to hold, as foreign-backed militant groups have not abided by their commitments or used the events to regroup and rearm.
So the so-called peaceful Wahhabists, the peaceful terrorists, the moderate head choppers are people that are absolutely necessary leverage to get to what is still the end game for the Obama administration, and that is regime change. Assad must go.
Furthermore, the exclusion of militant groups has become a main obstacle in achieving any form of long-lasting peace, and a failure for the international community.
Our guest joining us for this edition of The Debate, we have journalist and political commentator Hafsakar Mustafa, who joins us from London, and we have Middle East expert Jihad Marukade, who joins us from Beirut. I'd like to welcome you both, and Hafsakar Mustafa, I don't know if you caught the session of the UN that happened on this special session on Syria. How do you look first, if you've seen it, the approach that Kerry had in terms of the tone and his game plan, the way he addressed the different details, specifically pointing at some points, and as I'm looking now, that they say it was directed at Russia taking the blame?
I think it actually represents very well the current situation in Syria, whereby it has become a sort of a standoff between the USA and Russia, with the Syrians, who are the main party involved, almost in the back of proceedings. So we already remember that barely a week ago we had Kerry and Lavrov actually standing at a press conference announcing the successful agreement over a ceasefire, which the Americans very, very promptly violated when they killed the 82 Syrian soldiers. And now again we're seeing that this is a standoff between almighty Russia and almighty America, and the chessboard is Syria. The tone, of course, every comment was addressed to Russia. Everything is aimed and geared towards what Russia and how Russia will react. And of course it doesn't really impact either party, in fact, because the victims are essentially Syrians. So therefore this is a geopolitical game between these two very powerful nations on the back, on the blood, and on the destruction and rubble of Syria.
Well, how do you look at Jihad Marukade, the way that Kerry made his points directed at Russia again? I mean, he said that it was Russia that was responsible, either Russia or Syrian forces that were responsible for those convoys that were, according to them, destroyed via air. Now, at the same time, we know what happened prior to that, and that was at least a minimum of 80 Syrian soldiers to be killed by the U.S. Now, is the U.S. and through Kerry trying to say that Russia is at fault and they're not by making these types of accusations?
These are not accusations. These are facts. Considering that the only planes flying in the area were essentially either Russian or Syrian, and considering that the convoys were bombed by helicopters and barrel bombs and the Sukhoi 24, which has been on the radar screen of the Americans, it is difficult to say otherwise. I consider that this is the absolute truth. I do not consider that the Russians have any ground to stand on, because it's only today that they came up with that drone story. That why they didn't come up with it for the last 2 days. They started by saying no Russian, no Syrian planes, and they said it was the convoy that blew up. Then they said, there was a drone. So the Russians are very much deep into it. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, with regards to the bombing of the Syrian air base in Deir ez-Zor, at least the Americans were prompt to come up with excuses and apologies to say, we have done this by mistake. The Russians never came up with any excuses and never came up, they came up with excuses, but never came up with any apologies. In my opinion, the Americans are perfectly correct on this one, and the Russians are not. On the other hand, it was only Saturday, and the deal was signed on Monday. It was only Saturday, and not immediately afterwards, as the lady said, that the Americans bombed Deir ez-Zor by mistake. And during all this time, there were humanitarian convoys waiting to get the proper permissions from Syrian government, and never got it.
Well, the thing that comes up here, Hafsakar Mustafa, is first of all, what would Russia have to gain or Syrian army from targeting these convoys? Then again, some of the sources that Jihad, or a source perhaps, I'm not too sure, that Jihad Mukhtar uses, alleging that these were targeted via air from Russian Air Force, it's not what John Kerry said. But at the end, I'm trying to understand how these two incidents play out. Does the calculated, by many accounts, attack on the Syrian army soldiers go with what the U.S. wants on the ground? How does Russia make gains out of targeting the convoys? I'm trying to weigh the two together here.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Press TV. The very major officials of both U.S. and Russian governments have still not actually agreed to what genuinely happens, and there is an investigation carried out with suppositions as to what may have happened, but no one has actually come out and stated that the attack was factually the responsibility of Russians. So the fact that my co-panelist is actually stating that it's a fact that Russia is responsible is actually quite impressive, because I suspect he's the only person who must have the sources that even the American administration doesn't yet have. As you rightly point out, I really don't see any benefit for the Russians to actually attack an aid convoy, and I think that it was the very mature position to adopt was to actually investigate what were the possibilities, which is why it's taken them 2 days to come up with the drone theory, which obviously indicates that it's an action carried out by the Americans. We know that it can't be the Syrians, essentially, because they don't have the military capabilities of carrying out night flights, so obviously it has to be someone with sophisticated weaponry. And again, there is no interest for the Russians to carry out this attack, especially since it doesn't particularly harm American interests or could be seen as some sort of retaliation for the crime that was committed by the Americans. Again, I don't really see how we can somehow congratulate the Americans for waiting 5 days for violating the terms of the ceasefire, as if somehow we need to be grateful that it took them from Monday to Saturday to actually violate the ceasefire, as if somehow that makes the crime of blitzing 82 soldiers, Syrian soldiers, somehow acceptable. I do wonder how the American public opinion would have woken up Sunday morning to the news that 82 of their soldiers had been blitzed out of the sky for no reason and at a time of ceasefire. They may very well have apologized, but we need to remember that why were their planes even flying at a time of a ceasefire? That's the main question. There was no reason for American planes to fly during a time of ceasefire. Therefore, it very clearly indicates that there was a deliberate attempt to scupper the ceasefire and actually ensure that ISIS would make gains whereby they'd been pushed in the past. Now, where does this lead, really, essentially, is that this is going to pursue the conflict for many, many months indeed many more years to come, because the policy of America at the moment is to engage in conflicts in the region and allow them to fester and go on for many, many years. We've seen a scenario in Afghanistan, we've seen it in Iraq, and now that America is firmly installed on Syrian soil, I think we can expect to see them for many, many years. And the best way to ensure that they remain for many years is to constantly shuffle the ground and ensure that there's no end to this conflict.
Well, let's see here. This is what Jihad Mercado, the U.S. Secretary of State, has said, that he posed the question, how do we get things back on track in terms of the ceasefire? Immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas where the Syrian government forces are and where the Russian air forces are. Doesn't, in essence, the U.S., in a sense, is pushing for a no-fly zone when it says that?
So is that
first
for me?
Of all, let me correct
no,
a few facts.
No, for Jihad Mercado. I'll come to you in a sec. Go ahead. Jihad Mercado.
Let me correct a few facts. First of all, the Americans were perfectly allowed to attack Daesh areas under the ceasefire agreement. Daesh areas were outside this particular agreement. So what they were attacking was Daesh. And so the premise of the lady in London is incorrect, in my opinion. Second, just to get the record straight, while Kerry did not say it, John Kerry, Secretary Kerry, did not say it in the United Nations Security Council today, the White House made a statement about it, and the American Defense Department also made a statement about the Russian and or Syrian involvement. So it is not a pigment of my imagination. Now, with regards to your question, I'm sorry, what was it again?
Well, it is about what John Kerry has said. He said that in the areas where these convoys or aid is going to go through,
the no-fly zone.
Yeah. Well, if that's what he wants, because
yeah,
he's saying no Russian Air Force or no Syrian Army, Syrian Air Force.
Yes. He was very specific about areas in north of Syria where there are rebel forces, some of which are considered as being opposition forces, supported by the U.S., some of which are al-Nusra or whatever. What he said, let's quit, let's ground all air forces in these areas in order precisely to avoid such incidents in the future and probably to restart humanitarian aid, which the U.N. tonight said it was ready to reconsider humanitarian aid, provided there are no aircraft flying in the area.
The area that he's talking about is mostly these so-called rebel forces, which we're not too sure if they're combined or not with some of these terrorists, mostly occupied by them, or the Syrian army is present.
Absolutely, because as far as the Americans are concerned, what the Russians call terrorists, they call opposition forces. So as long as there is no agreement, they are saying, let's freeze the area, let's get humanitarian support in, okay, irrespective of who's who, and then we can rethink again about a political process.
Well, I'm not a military analyst, Hafsa Kara Mustafa, but if this were to happen, an area where there's mostly of these so-called rebels combined with some of the terrorists, maybe not, and if this was to be enforced, wouldn't that create the perfect opportunity for the forces on the ground of these so-called rebels to overtake that area and therefore, by some accounts, reach that ultimate goal that the U.S. has wanted along with some of its allies, and that's to partition that area off?
I'm sorry, the opportunity goes both ways.
For Hafsa Kara Mustafa.
I'm sorry.
Okay, everyone, I wanted to stop it there. And as we already know, that was done on Tuesday. And then by yesterday, Ash and Dunsford is asking for a no-fly zone, as Kerry asked for a no-fly zone, but only for Russian and Syrian forces, which is impossible, not going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to move us is going to move these governments towards war. And that war that they're going to perpetuate, the war that they're going to engage in, is going to be a war against all of the casualties of war. 100% of the casualties of war are innocent civilians. They have a perfect record. And this is going to go into a no-fly zone. And Syria and Russia will defy it. The U.S. will try to enforce it and will either shoot down a Russian plane or a Syrian plane, or will be shot down themselves. And this is going to bring a multitude of immediate problems economically. The cyber attacks will go crazy everywhere else. The market will go crazy. The banks will have the perfect opportunity throughout all of their fraud, why you see the fraud in the different banking institutions, to all of a sudden start to have holidays. And then not only that, the supply of goods starts to move in a different way. Oil will stop moving throughout the country. Throughout the world. Why? Because none of the shippers will want their insurance does not cover them for war, nor does your life insurance or any insurance that you have. Ladies and gentlemen, by the end of this month or the beginning of next month, but before I think they'll have an election, but I don't think there'll ever be a change of power, because the continuity of government will kick in where you can't have a change of power. And then you're going to start to see more incidents derived by the very governments that are saying that they're here to protect you. They will enact their overall agenda of propaganda by having more killing in different forms, from terror cells to actual military engagement, to continuously destabilize the situation until it ultimately brings about World War III in an admitted form that will bring about global nuclear war one, which, ladies and gentlemen, the United States, in my opinion, will lose. And it will lose handedly. It may take a couple of years, but they will lose it handedly. They have no allies. All the allies will back away because other things will come out about the United States. This is why the emails is so important. This is why all of this stuff is a diversion to what's happened with the emails. All of that is about the overall war propaganda, and the economy will efficiently collapse. This is what we're dealing with. Prepare yourself, ladies and gentlemen, for this. Now may be the final hours and moments and days before the music stops. I don't want you to be without a shelter or chair to position yourself in advantage and seize on the opportunity that your family are going to need. Just want to say much love, much respect to you all. I give out my eternal energy that was given to me as a gift. I share it with you all. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, the great creator willing, will come back and reconvene on Monday with some things that you need to do, and we will continue to carry this because it is the most important thing that is globally affecting everyone, and it is a setup, an agenda by those that will benefit from it, and they plan on sacrificing you for that agenda. The insatiable appetite, they have an insatiable appetite, and they are inebriated in the wine of splendor. Much love, much respect. God willing, great creator willing, we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.